Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
I do have a candy alert with Easter being this weekend.
Oh.
Did you hear about this lady in Canada who broke her jaw in two spots, gnawing on one of those giant jawbreakers? You know those things that kind of look like baseballs or billiard balls? Huge. She had to be rushed to the ER. Her jaw was wired shut for 6 weeks, could only have liquids. And this is something I used to have nightmares about as a child. I used to make my daddy, when I got those jawbreakers, take them out into the garage and bust them up with a hammer. And then I would eat the little pieces. Because I was convinced that somehow I would just try to, like a snake swallowing a mouse, I try to swallow the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. You get it caught down your throat.
Yeah.
Now, why is a grown woman eating a jawbreaker? That's like a kid's candy.
That is an excellent question. However, as a person who has Sour Patch Kids for breakfast, often I cannot cast stones.
Okay. Just trying to relive those childhood memories. Remember how good these used to be? And then you try and taste like, the memory really doesn't fit what it tastes like today.
So let's all be careful this weekend.
Yeah.
They're still delicious, but I really can't believe that people would always give them to kids when we were growing up. Even the little guys, like the Fireball guys that are red.
Yeah, because
it's just a windpipe catcher, you know?
It sticks right there, and then you got to get the Heimlich. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Shoot it across the room.
Get your dad to get his hammer.
But what were they called? I think my go-to back in the day was the Robin eggs. They had it was like malted milk on the inside, and they had that hard shell that looked like an egg, and it had little spots on it.
Delicious.
Weren't those Robin eggs?
They still make them. I buy them every year, and they have different colors. There's pink, blue, white, yellow, and then as kids, we would always like lick them and make them wet and then do our makeup with them. Like, oh, I have blue lipstick on. Just kidding. It's Robin egg sugar. We thought that was cute.
Did you get into my makeup again?
We're bored as kids a lot.
All right, we'll save one for Monday.
Okay.
Because
I'll save more than one.
That's one I'm wondering, will it still taste as good as it did when I was like 8, 9 years old?
Let's find out on Monday.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.